it's Megan.
And Brooks.
And where this is?
Bro.
Show.
A comedy.
Duo. I hate that it says, this meeting is being recorded.
Yeah, I had to click something to continue. I almost got thrown off on the introduction. I was like, what is this?
Oh, damn.
Did it capture me?
Yeah, it did. I mean, you heard me. Yeah, I heard you. Hopefully everybody hears you, or else it's just going to be me talking to myself.
Yeah, and like weird gaps in the intro.
Yeah, and then you just hear me laughing.
What does it sound like?
What?
The intro, like without me.
Oh, hey, it's Megan. And where this is? Show. Duo. Yeah.
And now we know.
Yeah, I need you. If only for the intro, I need you.
It doesn't work without me.
So how you been?
Oh, doing good. I was just telling you right before we started, and I was like, oh, we should probably go ahead and start the podcast. I'm real burpy. I just drank one of my protein shakes. But it's actually pretty tasty.
All right, let's hear your recipe.
All right. So here's my recipe for a delicious protein shake. All right. Mm-hmm. So what I do is, I, of course, use milk. I never use water, even though water is probably better to use for like trying to lose weight.
Yeah, but it makes it.
It's so nasty.
Watery.
Yeah. I like my protein shakes to be like milkshakes, you know?
Yeah.
So I use milk, and then I do some whey protein powder, and it's like chocolate mint.
Okay.
So it's a little more chocolatey. You can't really taste the mint. It's like a little mint in there. But then I add like a couple tablespoons of like powdered peanut butter. Okay. And then I break up half a banana and put it in there.
So the powdered peanut butter, do you just get that from the grocery store? You have to order it specially from somewhere?
No, I get it from the grocery store.
Oh, I don't. Yeah. I've never seen it, but I never looked for it either.
I never knew about it before either.
Is it in the peanut butter section or is it in the protein shake section?
I think it's in the peanut butter section.
Oh.
Yeah. So I do that. There's some ice cubes in there, and it's like a chocolate peanut butter banana shake.
So the let's get back to the peanut butter. I'm very curious.
Yes.
Go ahead. Is it specifically for protein shakes, or can you like, is it dehydrated and you can like make peanut butter with it?
Yeah, you can add water to it and mix it up and make peanut butter.
Hmm.
It's not as good as regular peanut butter, so I'd recommend just using it like in shakes for flavoring.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
I didn't know the purpose behind powdered peanut butter for like people that are, I don't know. What are they called? The people that think Armageddon's coming?
Oh, the preppers? Doomsday
yeah,
preppers?
Yeah, preppers. Because yeah. I bet it lasts a lot longer.
Probably. I mean, I still prefer my regular peanut butter, but that's still good for my peanut butter fix to taste some peanut butter.
My kids love peanut butter.
Yeah, I love peanut butter too.
Yeah, it reminds me of our dad who also loves peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Peanut butter sandwiches, peanut butter crackers. The bucket of peanut butter. And that lasts us like a week or two.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, God.
So I had to cut back on peanut butter, though. So that's why I'm doing just like a couple teaspoons of powdered peanut butter in my protein shakes.
Yeah, because, I mean, they have the like no sugar added peanut butter.
That's a good, just like an extra kick of like protein too. Like I got something that's like more protein and less fat and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I've been researching to go on my diet again, which I like to fast, and we talked about that before, but some of the things that it calls for in these like diet things I'm reading are like sunflower butter, almond butter. I've had almond butter before and it's meh. I've never had sunflower butter before.
I've never heard of sunflower butter.
It just doesn't sound like it would taste good.
No, it doesn't.
I feel like they should call it sunflower seed butter instead of just sunflower butter.
Well, the problem is a lot of this like healthy stuff, like almond butter, is like expensive.
Yeah, super expensive. Like for a little bitty thing, I could buy a bucket of peanut butter.
Yeah, like it's hard to diet and eat healthy because it's more expensive to eat healthier, and then also like you have to get fresh stuff that goes bad faster. Mm-hmm. And then there's like when you want to go out to eat or get something and just grab something, there's not really many options for like healthy food.
No, there's not. It's the government trying to keep us down and sick.
And fat.
Yep. Like on WALL-E.
What?
You ever see WALL-E?
I've seen WALL-E. It's been a long time.
You don't remember they trashed Earth and then they're up in some spaceship and they don't even walk. They're on these like little hover seats and they're huge.
No, I don't remember that. I'm going to watch WALL-E again.
Yeah. So these people are just obesely obese and they don't walk. They just go wherever they want on these little hover seats. Mm-hmm. And they're constantly being fed.
Well, that sounds amazing.
I know, right? I was like, hey, this is my future right here.
My kind of future.
Oh God. When Nomi and I were younger, I mean, we were like in high school and I would spend the night with her and we would lay in her bed and eat. And we're like, this is the life. And we'd talk about the future. And I'm like, oh my God, in the future, we're going to be so fat. We're going to have people that basically use the lift because we worked at a nursing home. And for some of the people to get them out of bed, you have to lift them in this like actual lift to put them in their seat. So we're like, yeah, our servants are going to have that lift to pick us up and take us to the bathroom and then bring us back. So all these teenagers are thinking about their life and all their ambitions. And me and Emmy just want to become incredibly fat and lazy.
Yeah. Life goals.
Yeah, we talk about it. We're like, I ask her, she'll ask me too, what is our dream? And I'm like, our dream is to do absolutely nothing. I mean, that's the dream, right?
Yeah, that is the dream.
Some people don't get us. They have like dreams and aspirations and career goals.
Yeah, like being doctors and lawyers and astronauts.
Losers.
Yeah.
I think it's because her and I, like, we grew up in a household where we had to do tons of chores all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, so getting to do nothing was a treat.
Oh yeah. Well, I even do those things. I'm sure everyone does it, like where you watch you're watching TV and you ever watch like Ninja Warrior or like even like old school, was it American Gladiator?
Oh, people yeah,
running
yeah.
These obstacle courses.
Mm-hmm. Wipe
you're
out.
You're like criticizing them, you know?
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Come on, man, you pull yourself up.
Use your legs.
And I wouldn't make it to the first obstacle. Like I'm quick to criticize others for not being as good as the athlete.
Right.
You know?
Yes. Same with like watching sports. Like you're sitting there eating your nachos and cheese. You're like, come on. Everybody knows you shouldn't have threw that option. Yeah. I mean, that's what
we do. I think everybody does that. Mm-hmm. And then I guess everyone has like that kind of just that moment where it's like, why am I even saying something to the guy right now? Like,
people will take it so far as to like tweet them and tell them stuff too. And like, you're not even your real name on Twitter. You're going to criticize people and you can't even say who you are.
You ain't even using your real picture.
I know. Loser. That's Lilo and Stitch. Uh-huh. I know you ain't Stitch. But I mean, I do it too, but usually I'll get in a debate with people on Twitter or on Facebook. And I mean, again, I like to just piss people off. That's you and I, one of our other, you know, hobbies that we like is pissing people off.
Yeah, messing people.
Yeah, I'm my real name on there, you know? I'm not trying to pretend to be somebody else. This is what I like to do. I like to piss you off. And it's so easy to get people all riled up. I like
it. I think people are easily offended today.
Yeah. And we were watching something, I think Yellowstone. Have you ever seen that show?
No, but I know of it. Doesn't got, what's the name, Kevin Costner or something?
Yeah, he's in it. We were watching it, and his daughter, who is crazy on that show, she was talking about how if you're ever going to go to war with somebody, you got to get their emotions going and their feelings. Because if they start getting emotional, they'll start making decisions based on their emotions versus what's actually right in their head. And I was like, that's what I do. I win debates by getting people emotional and then they start calling me names and they've lost.
No, I used to be the same thing with it kind of is to this day. I mean, a lot of the interaction has been taken away, but like online video games.
Yeah.
Online video games, we use to mess with people like hardcore and to get under their skin, because that's the same thing. They get emotional and they start messing up and lose games.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like one of the, you know, main things about multiplayer games back in the day was, you know, trash talking, getting in people's heads.
Yep. And now Henry got suspended from PlayStation because of this guy said something to him, and Henry told him to quit whining, that he was a grown man and I'm only 13. You're going to mess with me. And the dude like complained on him, and now Henry's suspended.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten the ban on Xbox for communications for like 3 days or something like that.
It's so dumb. Like, you little pussies. And I can't believe that Xbox and PlayStation are just allowing it. Like, with no asking the other side what happened.
Yeah, just, yeah. There's really no, like, follow-ups or anything with it. It's just like, oh, they did what to you? We'll take care of it.
Yeah. It's this culture that we have of these whiny little babies just getting their way. And I mean, I agree with the anti-bullying stuff, but it just gets taken way too far, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody screams bully when, like, your friend is picking on you because you're wearing, I don't know, a pink shirt. And then all of a sudden your friend is a bully and has to get punished because they hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
Like, they're instead of like, all right, anti-bullying, okay, whatever. But they should also do the anti-weenie.
Anti-weenie?
Yes, campaign. Where it's like, don't be a weenie.
Like, they have like some type of board or something like that, like at schools that like take the situation and like, is this bullying or is this just being a weenie?
Is this you being a weenie? And like the...
We have decided...
The mascot is like just a hot dog.
I think they should hold up a sign like judges. There's like four of them, and they either hold up like an anti-bullying sign, yeah, or like a picture of a weenie. So then they all vote.
Yes. Like, come on. And I don't know if I've told this story before or not, but one of Henry's friend's moms messaged me and was telling me that he was being mean to her and that he said something about her weight. And I was supposed to be, oh my God, no, he didn't say something about her weight, did he? And so I was reading the messages in because she said it was over Instagram. So I just took his phone and looked through his Instagram. Mm-hmm. And he was like correcting her how she spelt stuff. And she said that she was trying to lose weight, and he corrected her on how to spell weight. That was him bullying her about her weight. And so I told her, the mom, that, and she was like, well, it's still bullying if he's going to make her feel dumb. And I was like, maybe your daughter shouldn't be dumb.
maybe she should be fat and dumb.
Yes, yes, exactly. Like, look at yourself. Look at your choices. You did this to her.
Oh.
Maybe cut back on the drumsticks.
I mean, because I was a big kid growing up. I was fat. I got picked on, but I picked on other people too.
Yeah,
that, you know, you throw it right back at them.
Exactly. That and plus, like, we grew up in a household with siblings, and I feel like a lot of these weenies are the only child who get their way, like this particular girl, all the time. And then somebody makes them sad, and mommy has to go and fight their battles for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing, like, the same girl pushed Henry down at school, pushed him down, touched him physically, and they tried to blame Henry for it. So the principal and the guidance counselor called me, and this guidance counselor weighs like 350 pounds, right?
Mm.
Yeah. And they're telling me what happened. And I was like, oh, well, she's going to be punished, right? She physically touched him. I said, did he touch her? No. I'm like, okay, this is case fucking closed to me. And they're like, well, he said something out of line to her. And I can't even remember what it was. She was the one that started it, calling them little act. They said, he said that the girl, let's call her Bertha. She was Bertha was telling Henry and his friends that they were acting like little teenage girls or whatever. And Henry's friend said something that was funny, and Henry laughed at it. Henry didn't even say anything. And the girl pushed him down because Henry was laughing at what his friend said. But then when they talked to Henry, Henry's not going to give up his friend.
No.
You know, he's not going to. It was like, she said that you said this. And he was like, I didn't say it. Well, who said it? I don't know who said it. So it made it seem like he did say it, but he's not no snitch, right?
Yeah, you don't give up your boys.
Yes. So the girl told them that they were laughing about her weight. And I feel like that's what the fucking girls go for, is like, they were calling me fat.
Yeah.
And so the principal and guidance counselor are all on the speaker with me, talking to me, thinking that I'm just going to be so upset with Henry. And I was like, so? And I was like, well, it seems to me like there are administrators that are out to get Henry. Maybe administrators that don't feel so good about their weight. I was definitely honing in on that fat guidance counselor. And like, oh God, I've had to go up there to this principal, which I cannot stand her. She is a whore principal. And cuss her out. Like, she's a whore, okay? She got caught cheating on her husband at school, and somehow she's still the principal. Like, everybody knows this. Yes. Her and her husband split up, but I've heard that her and the superintendent had a little something going on, so maybe that's why she's still principal. But yeah, and like, she was like, I'm going to have to call somebody to get you out. I was like, I don't give a shit. Call everybody. Call the police. Why don't you call your husband? I'm sure he'd love to take me out. Oh, I'm just so glad they're not going to that school anymore. My younger ones go to a different elementary school, so I ain't got to deal with that ugly ass bitch anymore. Okay, sorry. Sorry. Anyways, yeah, anti-weenie campaign. Full circle. So yeah, hey, if you got kids and you're allowing them to come tell on people, and then you punish those people with no questions asked, you just believe everything your little snot-nosed brat tells you, then you're part of the problem too. I mean, it's true. And like, that's what I told that girl, Bertha's mom. I was like, I teach my kids coping skills and how to deal with these types of things, not to come to me every time somebody makes them sad.
Yeah.
You know? And that's why, like, Cooper's gotten in trouble at school for standing up for himself. And he's not in trouble when he comes home. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
One kid kept taking his lunch and picking on him and wouldn't give it back to him. And Cooper said, if you don't give it back to me, I'm going to stab you in the throat with my pencil.
Golly.
I was like, all right, Cooper, you don't have to go that extreme.
It's great effort. Maybe a little too much.
Right, right.
Maybe dial it back a little bit.
Exactly. Bring it all back. But still, and Cooper just wouldn't tell the teachers when people were messing with him, because again, he didn't want to be seen as a weenie, and he was trying to take care of it himself. But I was like, it comes to a point, because you know, Cooper is different. I was like, it comes to a point where sometimes you do got to tell an adult, especially if it's the same kid and he won't leave you alone no matter how many times you threaten to kill him. But so far, I mean, Cooper's big boy now, so not many people pick on him anymore.
Yeah.
I think that's what happens too. When you're little, everybody's fair game. And then when you get up in high school, then it's like, maybe shouldn't pick on the 6'2" dude.
Yeah.
So we need to start this anti-weenie campaign. What could the mascot weenie, what was it? What could his name be?
What could his name be? I mean, I thought...
Just weenie? Weenieford?
Would Oscar be like, would that be like copyright?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Is that too close?
Oscar M. Weenie. Not Meyer.
Oscar Minor.
Oscar Minor.
It's like, did you say Oscar Meyer? No, I said Oscar Minor.
Okay, we got it.
Yeah, there it is.
That sounds like a wonder to me.
Mm-hmm.
And we could come to these schools and like give pep talks, you know?
Yeah.
Remember those, like, we had to go in the gym and listen to some person talk about how life is hard and you just got to get over it.
Mm-hmm.
The motivational speakers, right here, Sis Bro Show motivational speakers.
Yeah.
Don't
wouldn't even last that long either. That'd be snacks too.
Yeah. Lots of snacks.
Lots of snacks catered by the school. For us, not the kids.
We need a what are the rooms called? Like the celebrities.
The green room.
We need a green room.
Yeah.
With lots of snacks.
Yeah.
None of that helps.
If it ain't if it ain't green, you better paint that shit green.
Yeah. We need a red carpet too.
Yeah.
When we get to the school, we want to know how to get to the green room by following the fucking red carpet. Yep.
And security. We don't want, you know, kids get like sick and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't need that shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be lots of moms that are all the anti-bullying moms that are against us. So we need some help that way too. You know?
We should do like debates.
Yeah. Oh, debates. We should debate these moms.
Yeah.
Because I never really see a dad being like, are you picking on my kid, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe that's sexist of me, but it's the truth. The moms are the ones that want to protect their little precious Berthas, and the dads are just like, let them fight. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what we're going to do. Let's take a quick break.
All right. Sounds good.
And we're back.
It didn't ask me again. It didn't say, like, recording, continue.
I guess because you already said okay. So, no takey backsies.
So, also, I have a good story that I've been saving for the This Is Bro show.
Yeah, you told me. Okay, I'm ready.
I thought you would like this. You know, Jesse came down for my wife's birthday to spend a weekend with us.
Yep. I was talking about you, too.
Oh, you weren't?
Real quick. Because your wife, your mom, and your grandma all have a birthday on the same day.
Yes.
I was like, well, I mean, three birds, one stone, right?
Yeah. I can't miss.
Right. Okay. Proceed.
Bad thing is, though, if I forget that one day, it's like three people. It's like, oh, God.
I know, right? That looks really bad on you. Like, how could you forget?
How could you forget three birthdays of three generations of women in your family? It's like,
I'm a weenie.
I'm sorry, I'm a weenie. Don't birthday shame me.
Oh, there's our new campaign. Okay, go on. Sorry.
But she brought down, she got a gift just like a horror, like, what is it, like one of them board games where like quizzes or something like that. It's like Trivial Pursuit. Oh. But for like horror stuff.
Gotcha.
But it entails like a lot more stuff than just horror. Like, the other thing was asking about like horror books from like the 1920s and like the 1880s.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I was like, this is a little more hardcore than we thought.
Well, I mean, I know Frankenstein, but that's about it.
Yeah. So speaking of that, so one of my questions was, what was the song that Frederick Frankenstein and Frankenstein was singing in New York. Frankenstein? Yeah, it was a Young Frankenstein question.
Yeah, I know.
And I couldn't remember a second. It caught me so off guard that I got a Young Frankenstein question. I couldn't remember. Oh, so I closed my eyes and I was going. And I said.
Oh my God.
I had to replay it in my head. So that I can remember
Frankenstein's part. I did
the monster's part. because he says the title of the song.
He does. And my not wife well, but
my wife was like trying to say something to me, and I was like shaking my hand at her to tell her to be quiet while I was trying to sing the song in my head. Because she thought I didn't know it. She was like, there's no way you know this. So I was like, and I said, putting on the Ritz. And Jesse was like, right. And my wife just looked at me like, what? I was like, you thought I was messing around. I'm sitting here trying to replay the scene in my head.
She's like, how did you get putting on the Ritz from?
Jesse about die laughing. It became like a whole thing over the weekend where every once in a while someone would just go.
Oh my God. I love it. I watched that movie recently because it's one of my all-time favorite movies, and I think it's yours too, probably.
Oh yeah,
and Kevin likes it, but he just doesn't like it as much as he should. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Like I'm like, you just don't get it. It's funny.
What's wrong with you?
I know. And I'll quote it a lot and he just looks at me. You know, like anytime mm-hmm. we're talking about sprucing things up and I'm like, I don't know, little paint, couple of throw pillows, some flowers.
I kind of do the walk this way.
Yes.
Or the stairs. We even like in games, like we're playing games. Yes. I'm like, watch your step. This, like, this path can be treacherous.
Yes, I do that too. And we watched it with the kids and they'll look at me like, oh, that's where you got that from.
Here's a good question for our listeners before we continue. What movie do you reference all the time?
Yeah.
Like, there's, I know you like people make references all the time, and then they're like, remember, like, oh, that's where I got it from. So there's like a reference that's almost like, I wouldn't say like daily, but you make it very often.
Right.
What reference do you make from what movie being. Or show? Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. what reference? It could be from like anything.
Yeah. Anything. Commercials. I know some people do commercials. I mean, because for a long time, the help me, I'm falling and I can't get up. Like, that yeah. was the thing. People reference that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they even referenced it in like movies and TV shows.
Yeah.
You know, I think Roseanne does it when she throws her back out. And she's like, I shouldn't have laughed at that old lady on the commercial. For me, there's a lot. Like, I couldn't name just one in particular that I reference mm-hmm. a lot because there's multiple ones that I reference a lot.
Yeah, we watched, I got my wife to finally watch, I think we talked about last time, I got her to watch Hear No Evil, See No Evil.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. I finally got her to watch that the other day, and she liked it a lot. She thought it was a really good movie. But as we were watching it, I think it was a scene where they were pushing the car into, like, the swamp.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, he's talking about how he curses a whole lot.
You fucking A.
Yeah, fucking A, fuck it. You've lost fire, you fire. Yeah. Wife yep. just looks at me and goes, she's like, these are the, like, the movies that like molded you. I'm like, what? It's like I see a lot of you in these movies you make me watch.
We can't help it.
Yeah. And it's true. I mean, these are like the movies and stuff like that I grew up with that, you know, I got absorbed into my personality.
Right. It's true. Same with me. I can't help it. And I think yeah. it's because like, growing up, we didn't have much to entertain ourselves.
No, we just had to, we would, you know, watch things and then we'd like, you know, do scenes from stuff and mm-hmm. imitate. And
yeah, we would literally play Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah. We were like little sponges. We just, yeah. we absorbed everything.
We did. And we had fun. We had good times. Like I say that now, but I'm glad that we didn't have the type of electronics that the kids today have.
Yeah,
when we were growing up, because mm-hmm. I feel like I would just be a depressed mess. But then there's other times where I'm like, man, if I had Instagram when I was 19, I would mm-hmm. be so popular.
Yeah, we talk all the time about if I had like Twitch, you know, with streaming and stuff back in the day when I was mm-hmm. like really like on point and on top of like my gaming stuff and would do like crazy stuff or hilarious stuff.
Yes.
We still talk about like the crazy and hilarious stuff that happened back in the day while playing video games and how I wish we could have captured it like we can today with like streaming and taking clips and stuff like that.
Exactly. Yep. But then again, I'm also glad that my friends didn't have the capabilities to record us when we did stupid ass shit.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like a reminder. I'm like, oh god, I don't even want to think about this, let alone watch a video of me doing it.
I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing it. Right. I mean, not me, but probably you, but
yeah. I just did stupid stuff. Like, I could tell you how many times me and my friends almost died in a car because we were so young and dumb. We didn't think about stuff, you know? Like one time my friend Joey, it was at night. And I was telling them about this haunted barn. Like, I don't even know if it was really haunted, but I was like, oh, there it is. So he goes to turn around in the driveway mm-hmm. and it's nighttime and he's going fast. And like, he slams on brakes and we almost like dove into like this really deep gully. Like we couldn't even see the bottom of it.
Oh God.
We were screaming. And then all the way back, I was like, what if we really died and we're ghosts? And they're like, shut up.
We're not ghosts, Megan.
Yeah. Oh, fun times, fun times. I can't tell you how many times I got my friends to let me drive when I didn't even have my license yet.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Joey's one of them, and I almost ran into... Do you remember PG's? You remember PG's, right?
I remember PG's, yeah.
Yeah, that brick wall that's behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I almost hit that because I got the brake and the gas mixed up.
I still do that. I mean, who doesn't do that,
right,
you know?
Right, right. That I admitted to him I didn't have my license. And he's like, oh my God, I've let you drive how many times now? He's all right. I mean, would you have let me if I didn't?
Yeah. Yeah. Should have carded me.
Exactly.
That's the responsible thing to do, Joey.
And then, because where we lived growing up, there were two stores just right up the road. We could walk to them.
Mm.
And I was driving, and there was a guy that worked at the blue store, which was the gas station. So it was the video store and the blue store. And he liked me. So I would buy beer. And I was like 17, 18. He would let me buy beer because he liked me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me and my buddies, we used to go to, it was, I can't remember what store it was. Like, it's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't remember it. There was a store me and my buddies would go to when we were in high school. Mm-hmm. And there was always this guy out front asking for dip. He'd walk up and be like, yeah, hey, man, y'all got some dip.
Was it like an older guy?
I mean, he was over 21, but it wasn't like old. He would just always hang out in front of that store asking for like dip.
Oh, God.
And he was like our go-to guy. So like we would go up there and be like, hey, man, go here and get some beer real quick for us and go ahead and grab you a couple things of dip. And all right, man, I'll be out in a second. And so that's where we would get our beer from when we were younger.
What store? Like where was the store?
I can't remember where it was. Huh. It was out by itself. Like it was out in the country. It wasn't any of our stores.
Was it on 14?
No, I don't think it was on 14.
Wasn't Stadler's.
No, it definitely wasn't Stadler's.
Yeah.
I would remember if it was that. We used to go there and get hot dogs all the time.
Yeah. Me and Emmy used to go there get biscuits when we lived alone. Like we were roommates for a whole summer, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. We were like, hey, "You want to go get a biscuit? We'll go to Stadler's and get a biscuit." That was the only place open.
Oh, you remember when they opened up the Rough and Grill?
Oh my God! You mean that food truck that was enclosed?
Yep.
Oh my God, that was so dumb.
Well, we would eat there like all the time because we'd stay up all night playing video games, and everyone I played with was like, you know, in town.
Right.
So
right,
we'd
right.
get morning. I'm like, hey, I want to go up here and grab some breakfast or something real quick. I was like, yeah, okay. And so we'd go up there and just sit around eating breakfast, talking about video games.
Oh, it they tried to be all fancy with the E on the grill. It was like Rough and Grille.
Grille. How how?
Like you are in Ruffin, okay? No need to be fancy. And they had to close the bank down in Ruffin because they kept getting robbed.
Yeah. Which is crazy because we walked, you know, that's like in the area, that's like right next to the area we would always walk up to.
Yeah. And people would rob it because we were right on the Virginia North Carolina line, so they figured they could rob it and head on into Virginia. And I'm thinking, you know, if they catch you in Virginia, there's no, like, they can't send you back to North Carolina. It's not another country.
Yeah. You know, it's not like we can't, yeah.
Extradite you.
Like, they pull you over. It's like, where'd you get all this money? Like, we robbed the bank. And it's like, get your hands up. It's like, wait. It was back in North Carolina. And it's like, damn it. All right, get out of here. God, another one. They really need to close that bank. I hate it.
It's so dumb. Oh, people are dumb. And I'm pretty sure they caught most of them. But some of them, they didn't, because for a long time, they didn't have working cameras in the bank. I'm like, how are you going to have a bank in the middle of nowhere with no cameras?
Yeah, it's like you're asking to get robbed.
Yes.
It might have been like some insurance fraud going on there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Think about it. It's like, hey, you know, I can put insurance on this bank so it gets robbed and I get all this money. And I'll just put it somewhere where he's going to get robbed all the time. And then I'll just close it down and retire. Just hop the line to Virginia where they can't catch me for insurance fraud.
They can't extradite me back.
Yeah. So someone's living across the border, just living it up. No one can touch them.
And I'm like, it is so dumb. Well, do you remember when somebody robbed, I don't know if you were living up here or not. I think you were. The Eden Jewelry on Freeway Drive.
Eden Jewelry.
Mm-hmm. Remember Eden Jewelry over there beside like Golden Corral, that little shopping center that had the jewelry store? On Freeway Drive. Okay, so this was a while back, and they still haven't called these people because listen to what they did. So they called in a bomb threat to the hospital, which is on the other side of town from where the jewelry store was. So all the cops were over there at the hospital. They broke into the jewelry store, and of course the alarm goes off. But by the time the cops realize it and come, they're gone. They broke in, they got a bunch of jewelry, and then they threw nails all in the road. So when the cops came, all their tires started popping.
Oh, God.
I know. I'm like, these people are geniuses.
Masterminds.
Right.
They probably live with the bank owner in Virginia.
And like they figured out where they called the bomb threat in. It was one of those like burner phones that you get from the Dollar General. And they even traced it to the Dollar General in Martinsville, Virginia, where they bought it. Then when they bring the cameras up to see who bought it, it's like this little kid and he's wearing a hoodie and you can't tell what he looks like at all. I'm like, they got a kid to buy the burner phone for him. There. I'm like, damn. Well,
it's like some Ocean's 11 stuff.
I know. In Reitzel.
Yeah. Like now all I can see is like George Clooney and Brad Pitt. Robbing a jewelry store.
Isn't what's his name in there? The comedian, the old, he's dead now. Is he in the Ocean's 11 movies? The insult comic that does Mr. Potato Head on Toy Story.
Huh?
Yeah, Hockey Puck. What is his name? Is he in it? I want to say he is. I can't remember his name.
Oh, it's been a while since I've seen it. I know George Clooney and Brad Pitt's in it.
Right. And they made one with all women. I don't think it did as good.
They did?
Yeah. Kind of like the Ghostbusters with all women.
What they call it? Estrogen 11?
Estrogen 11. Ovaries 12. Okay. Oh, I can't think of what it was called. Something stupid. But the Ghostbusters with all women, that was so stupid.
Yeah.
And it wasn't going to happen that way. They weren't going to do all women. But then somebody complained or somebody did something. And hold on, I want to read about it. Remake new women. Because they're coming out with Ghostbusters Afterlife. Have you seen that?
Yeah. It's got Paul Rudd in it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And it's got some of the original Ghostbusters. The reason why I found it was I was looking up Bill Murray to see if he was in something. And then I saw that he's going to be in this. But yeah. It's so dumb. And then people are saying it didn't do good because people hate women. Like, no, it wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Yeah, I watched it.
Did you like it?
No, it wasn't good.
It wasn't good at all.
No, it was terrible.
It was really bad. Like
it felt too like kiddie.
Right. Yeah. A lot of stuff was like forced.
Yeah.
And look, I'm all for equal rights for women, but come on. Come on. If it's an all male movie and they've got a franchise, you can't just switch it to women. It don't work that way. It's like, what if all of a sudden Superman and Batman were women? Like they just ignored the fact that they used to be men and now they're women. Do you think that those movies would do good? Probably not, but I think a lot of people would be curious too, though. Like, how are they gonna? What storyline? Like, are they trans?
That's why I was with the all women cast of Ghostbusters. Like, I was, you know, curious about it because I mean they still could have done better with it,
right? Yeah,
you know, because even if it was just men and they stuck with the same storyline, yeah, and the same like the same thing, like, you know, line for line and everything, it would have been still a terrible movie, regardless of being male or female.
That's true, but I feel like when the writers write women characters, sometimes they have this like vision in their head of how to make the woman funny without just writing them good material.
Yeah.
You know, like with our show, I should send you, because I've written a few episodes. I make us equally funny.
As we should be.
Exactly.
Because mm-hmm. equality.
I feel like, though, some women are taking it a little too far. They don't want equality. They want to be better. Yeah. They want to be superior.
Well, I think men are kind of calling the middle because it's like, oh God, do I open doors for them anymore? Or is that offensive? Is that sexist? Now?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, if women do that, when we go out to eat, are we splitting this or should I pay for it? Or
right. No, but women rights? Want it all though. They want to make just as much as men, but then they still want men to pay for everything. There's a comedian. Oh God, what's his name? Why can't I think of names lately? I really need to get my brain checked out.
Yeah,
it's
get brain looked at.
Oh, I got the brain pain. He's Australian. He's really funny. Jim Jefferies. There we go. Mm-hmm. He does this bit about why men should make more than women. And he was like, you expect the man to buy you flowers, buy you jewelry, buy you really expensive gifts, pay for everything whenever you go out. We need that extra 25% more. And I mean, it's true.
Like Jim Jefferies.
Yeah, he's funny. He takes it to the extreme sometimes, but that's what makes him funny, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about he's going to have a kid. And he's like, I'm going to show it the way my parents showed me the way. I'm gonna beat the shit out of it. And he had a show. Did you ever watch his show?
I've seen some of it.
It was pretty funny. And it was based on his friends in real life.
Huh.
Yeah. Who was he married to? Why do I even care?
Sometimes you just gotta know.
Yes. And I feel so stupid sometimes because I'll look up an actor and I'll see he's married and I'm like, oh, like I had a fucking chance. Just him being married blew it.
My wife constantly thinks people are dead. Like people will come on TV and she'll be like, who was it? Oh God, what's his name? Ving Rhames.
Oh yeah.
Ving Rhames came on TV and she goes, oh, Ving Rhames. I said, what? She said, Ving Rhames. I said, what about him? He died. No, he's not dead.
You have to dead. Like prove it to her.
Yeah, I have to look it up. I'm like, look, he's fine.
Does she believe all those like fake death stories out there?
No, I just don't think she can keep who's like straight who's dead and who's alive.
Ving Rhames. I guess he does kind of look like the dude from The Green Mile.
I think that's what confused her.
Yes. What is his name?
Michael Clark Duncan?
Yeah, Michael Clark Duncan. I don't know. Kind of sounds like Crystal White. Be a little racist.
I didn't want to say it, but I brought that up. I was like, you racist.
That would... Kevin, because like we'll be watching something that have a Mexican guy on there with a goatee and he's like, oh, it looks like Carlos. That's our cousin's husband.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it doesn't. You're so racist.
I just think now too, like at first it was just because I really thought it was, but now it's just like an inside joke that I keep throwing at my wife. She don't know it's an inside joke, so don't tell her.
Okay.
But she kept asking me, like, we'd be watching movies, and she would point this little, like, blonde-headed girl, and she's like, you know who that is? Mm. And I look at her, I go, Reese Witherspoon. And she goes, no!
And then I remember you telling me about this.
Yeah, she did it again on another movie. She was like, who's that right there? I was like, oh, that's Reese Witherspoon. And she goes, no, it's not. Why do you think every blonde little girl from the old movie is Reese Witherspoon? So now, anytime she asks me who that is, it doesn't even matter who it is anymore. I've just got Reese Witherspoon.
It could be like a black midget. And you're like, Reese Witherspoon.
I'm like, is that Reese Witherspoon?
Oh my God, Kevin is horrible at it. Like, he will swear up and down that somebody played in something, and I'm like, that is not the same guy. Doesn't even look like him. Like, why? And he does it all the time. Like, I don't know if he's just doing it to make me mad.
Yeah,
now.
It sounds like he's probably doing the same thing that I'm doing.
You know what Cooper will do? Will tell Henry that actors die when they're really not, and Henry believes him.
Henry tells me all kinds of stuff because I play a lot of video games with him.
Yeah.
So he'll tell me stuff all the time about video games and like stuff coming out or like hidden like unlockables or whatever. And I'm like, no, that's not, who told you that? That's not true. He's like, just some guy. I was like, no, you need to stop believing people.
Yeah, he does. He believes every, he's so gullible. It reminds me of your friend Ryan.
Yeah, he was super gullible.
But like, I think I told you this. We were watching the Big Show on Netflix.
Mm.
And it had Steve Urkel on there, or whatever his real name is, Jaleel White. And I called the boys and I'm like, look, who's that? And Henry says somebody, and then Cooper was like, oh, that's Steve Urkel. And Henry goes, Cooper, you told me he was dead. Stop believing Cooper, Henry. Everything Cooper tells you, stop it. Like, Cooper will go tell Henry, Mama said for you to wash the dishes. And Henry will just do it. And I'm like, no, I told Cooper to do it. Dad, go to Cooper.
I mean, that sounds like a lot like us back in the day.
Oh, yeah. With Betsy and Jesse, yeah. I guess. Jesse caught on, though, so we had to move on to Betsy.
Yeah. Because she's dumb.
As most, yeah, younger siblings are.
Mm-hmm. We had the whole argument, like, who was going to wash the dishes? And we're like, no, I'm going to wash the dishes. And you're like, no, I'm washing the dishes. So I was like, all right, I'm washing dishes this time, and you wash them next time. It's like, no, I'm washing them this time. And then Betsy was like, I'll wash the dishes. And we said, okay. And we just left the kitchen.
Yeah.
We just walked out.
Yep. We Tom Sawyered her.
Yeah, we did. Tom Sawyered her good.
Oh, well, that's something else we do. We like make our own verbs out of things that are not verbs.
Yeah, that's true.
We talked about that before with Home Alone.
Mm-hmm.
We Home Alone'd them.
That's what my wife said that before, like he actually said it.
Yeah.
It was on that movie. Was that movie The Night Before or something like that? It's like that Christmas movie with like Seth Rogen.
Oh, yeah. Where they just have one last night of going crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that girl like steals something from the guy and she takes off and throws a bunch of stuff down and he like slips up on it and falls down. And my wife was like, she Home Alone'd him. And then he got the friends help him up. He's like, oh, she Home Alone'd me. And my wife just gets wide-eyed and looked at me. She's like, ah.
I was right.
She hates how I get excited when I hear my name in movies or TV shows.
Well, your name's not very common.
Exactly. It's not a very common name. So when I hear it, they say, yeah. Brooks. And then I look at my wife, I go, ah. She's like, oh, my God.
Well, I mean, I have a client whose name is Brooks. And when I told him, he was like, oh, my gosh, you just don't hear that name. And I'm like, yeah. And so his middle name is Brooks, and that's what he goes by. I said, not only do y'all have the same name, but it's also my brother's middle name, and that's what he goes by.
Oh, that is weird.
Yeah.
I've never met another Brooks, though.
And not only that, he lives in South Carolina.
Hey.
Yeah.
I might be your client. Am I your client?
Well, you got to go get injured. He's a personal injury attorney. So go slip my God. Walmart.
I get personal injury all the time.
I injure my person a lot.
What a coincidence.
Right. Well, speaking of my client, I got to go to work.
Oh.
Right.
Me too. I gotta go stream. Blah. Oh, wait. I love streaming.
Well, have fun. Everybody go watch Brooke stream, which you're not going to hear this until later, but in the future, he will be streaming more.
Yeah. And
where do they go?
Twitch.tv/PhantomFox4.
Yep. And if you follow him, he'll give you a shout out. Right?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Just say, hey, I'll listen to your podcast.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you come from the podcast, then he dances a little jig for you.
I do. I do a podcast jig.
Do you remember my, I had a dance, the donation dance or something?
The donation dance.
Yes. But I got donations from people that just wanted to see the dance.
It was a good dance.
I know. I need to start streaming more and get more exercise.
I like how you say streaming more, like as you stream, if you stream. I need to start streaming more than I do right now. It's like, well, how much do you stream right now? I don't stream. So I need to do more.
I need to begin streaming. I used to a long, long time ago. Gosh, like 7 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Mm. I actually had someone last Saturday when we were playing Ghost Recon Breakpoint. It's a guy that had been following me. He checked his follow age to see how long he's been following me. It's like command he put in my chat.
Yeah.
And it pops up and it says he's been following for 6 years and 10 months.
Oh, wow.
And then he gifted out 50 subscriptions on my channel.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And he said that he couldn't support the stream back in the days, and now he has the means to, and he's just trying to make up for lost time. And I was just like, oh,
that's so sweet.
I just want to say, I was like, that's sweet.
That's sweetheart.
Yeah. Get choked up thinking about it.
That's so nice. Yeah, so people,
so too.
Come to the stream and be nice.
Yeah. Be
sweet. You don't have to pay nothing, but just follow.
Yeah.
And share.
Hang out.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, do you take us out on this? Yeah, you do.
Oh, is it me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you take us down the creek. Oh, yeah. All right, so you guys have a great rest of the week, and y'all come on back now, year. Mm-hmm.